Beginning the current daf Masech this Erev and daf Zayin to begin 10 lines up in the top of the Yamin. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. There was an episode that happened in Mavoi Okum, and a bent Mavoi in the Ardo. And this was specifically a case of a Mavoi Okum, which was in the shape of a Ches, and that is the two ends of the Ches that opened up in the Rishus Rabim into the public domain, opened up into the same Rishus Rabim. However, it went in the curved, it went bent two times, and went in the shape of a Ches. And now, what they did was that they made a lechin occur in each part of the leg of the ches that opened up into the shusram. And at the bends, at the akmimis part, they went and made a delis. They made a door, an actual door by each part of the bend. So there were two doors, and there were two lechin occurs by each part which opened into the shusram. The question the Gemara asked was, that seems to be a chumrah of both Rav and Shmuel, and not their leniencies, just taking their stringencies. And that is, there was a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, one on Amud Beis, the previous staff, and one on Amud Aleph, the previous staff. And that is, they had a machlekes regarding a mavi okum, a bent mavi. What halacha does it have? Does that have a halacha like a mavi mefulish? Like, although it's bent, but since it opens up on either side of the L shape into Rosh Hashanah, and therefore give it a status of a mavi mefulish, that's open flush with Rosh Hashanah, or do we give it a halacha of a mavi sasim as if it's closed because it's only open to the other mavi, therefore we consider that part of it closed, and the part of the L that opens in Rosh Hashanah is the one part that's open. Rav said it has a halacha like mefulish, therefore you have to have and correct it both by the end that opens into Rosh Hashanah and the part where it bends. And Shmuel said, no, we view it as a mavi sasim, and therefore you only have to put a correction, like a regular mavi that's closed on three sides, a lechi or kai where it opened. Then there was another machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Amud Beis. And there we had a machlekes regarding what is the halacha like regarding the machlekes of the Tanna Kamma and Chananya, regarding an actual mavi mefulish. Everyone agrees you have to make a one side a lechi or a kai. What's with the other side? Tanna Kamma says the halacha is that you have to make only a tzuris ha-pesach, a frame of a door, which is two side posts and a crossbeam. Whereas the Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, paskin, the halacha is you have to make an actual door. And that was that Rav said the halacha is like the lenient opinion, like the Tanna Kamma, that all you need is a tzuris ha-pesach. And Shmuel said halacha is like Chananya, like in the name of Beis Hillel, that you actually have to have a door. Now, these people from Arda went and took the stringencies of both Rav and Shmuel, and not their leniencies, because on the one hand, they required it to have a correction by that kamimis, where it bends, which is that obviously they held that a mavi okum is like a mavi mefulish, like Rav. But they didn't hold like Rav regarding what you should put by a mavi mefulish, because Rav holds all you need is a tzuris ha-pesach, a door frame. And they went and they made an actual door, which is like Shmuel holds when it's mefulish, you have to have a door. But wait, Shmuel himself holds that a mavi okum is like a mavi sasim, which does not require anything where it bends. And therefore, there they went ahead and made like the stringencies of both Rav and Shmuel, and not the leniencies. And that the Gemara had asked in the previous stop. You can't take the chumras of both opinions, as we learned in the Braisa, that you're called a fool. Like Sil b'choshechalach, you're going in the darkness. Why are you taking? Either take one opinion in its totality or the other one. And therefore, if you hold like Rav, and that you require some type of a correction by a mavi okum, but yet, you don't need a door. All you need is a tzuris ha-pesach, a doorway. And if you hold like Shmuel, you don't need anything. So why here did they take the stringency of both Rav and Shmuel to require a correction, and that the correction should be a door? And that, on the beginning of, towards the top of our Amid, the Gemara had given, and we had said this in the previous staff, that yes, they followed only one opinion. It was the opinion of Rav. However, Rav himself, although he said the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that all you need by a mavi mefulish that's open flush to Rosh Hashanah on both ends of the mavi, only needs a lechi and kari on one side and a tzuris ha-pesach on the other one, but be'imarinkin, we do not instruct as such, and that is we are machmer, although we pass like Tanna Kamma, but to be machmer like Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, that not only do you need a lechi and kari on one side, but you need an actual delis on the other side, and therefore it comes out that the people of Narda were actually following Rav in its totality, not like Rav and Shmuel. That's where our current daf begins. Now the Gemara asks, yet Ula Rav Adbar Hava Omer Rav, but according to Rav Adbar Hava Omer Rav, that he said, the Omer Halacha Umarin Kain, that he said it's not true. He says this, the Halacha that Rav said, that it's the Halacha like the Tanna Kamma, that is that all you need by a Mav Mefulish is a Lechi Kari and a Tzuris HaPesach, and that's actually how we instruct, that all you need is Tzuris HaPesach, so then you're back to the original question. Michael Amemo, according to him, what can you answer? These people have not done work seal, they're fools. Because why again are you putting a door by where it's akum, where it's bent, which is again because Rav holds that all you need is a tzuris ha-pesach, and Shmuel holds you don't need anything, so why are they going ahead and putting a door where it turns? And that the Gemara gives a different approach. Amrav Shizvi, ki lo yavdinin kechurmi debeitrei. When did we say this braisa that we mentioned on the previous stop, that we don't go ahead and take the stringencies of both opinions? You go with one, either Rav or Shmuel. It doesn't make sense to start collecting chumras and taking the hard line and taking one chumra of Rav and joining it together with the chumra of Shmuel and making a problem. That is only hechad esasi adodi. That's only where the actual opinions contradict each other. And that is, let's say you have two Tanoim that argue. One is stringent and one is lenient. And now the reason of the stringency of the hardline opinion is actually a leniency in another place. And the reasoning of those who are lenient over here comes out that their reasoning will be a stringency in another place. Then someone that does in both places L'chumra, in a stringent fashion, he's a fool. Because it's one reason, it's the same reason. That here, that reason is a stringency, here it's a leniency. Now, if he holds to that reason, then he should do it whether in its leniency or its stringency. It doesn't make sense there, because it actually contradicts it, because it's the same reason as the Gemara brings, Kugan Shedra v'Gulgulis. For example, like the case of the spine and the skull, there's not like learning the Mishnah, Hashedra v'Gulgulis, regarding a skull and the spine of a corpse, of a dead person, Shechastru, which was lacking. And that is, this Mishnah is in reference to the Tumah of oil, that regarding a mess, a corpse that's in the same tent, the same building as somebody, that it will convey Tumah into the whole tent, whatever's inside of it. However, the Mishnah there describes how much would be considered lacking of the spine, that it wouldn't have any more the halachic status of a spine, rather it would be judged like a regular bone of a body, which then has the halacha of tumah regarding when it's the size of a seira, a barley corn, but then it does not convey the tumah in the oil, it's only when it has a spine or a skull, but once it's missing, it's lacking, which again is a machlokes in this Mishnah of, as the Gemara says, b'kama chasar mishayda, how much is considered lacking in the spine, there's a machlokes regarding what will make it out of a status of a skull and a spine, that it will only be considered a bone of a mess, which will not convey tumah of oil. And that Beshamayim Shtechulis. Beshamayim say that it has to be lacking two vertebrae for it to be considered not a spine anymore. But if it's only, let's say, missing one vertebrae, it would still be considered a spine to give a tumah the oil. Ubesilan Mchula Achis Besil say no, even if it's lacking just one vertebrae, it would already be considered not a halachically a spine because it's missing that one vertebrae and it would not give a tumah in the oil. Listen, regarding a skull, they also have a machlokes, because although just the skull itself will convey tum and oil, but if it's lacking, that's kemoloi makdeach, that's the amount of a drill, however much a drill would bore in the hole of a skull, if it's missing that amount, then it's not considered a skull to convey tum and oil. The amount that would be necessary to remove from a living person, and then he won't be able to live anymore, that's the amount to remove from a dead person's skull, that it will not convey the tum of oil anymore. That's one machlokes they have. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, and Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said, regarding this machlokes that they have, if it's going to give a tumah oil or not, v'chein le'in treifa, the same machlokes will apply to the halachas of treifa that regarding it, something if this is considered a fatal defect. And that is, we have a machlokes between Beshamay and Besil. Beshamay say it's not considered lacking, only if it's missing at least two vertebrae. Now, if it's missing one vertebrae, it will still commit tumah oil. However, regarding the halacha by a treifa, it will not be considered a chesaron lacking as an immortal defect if it's missing just one vertebrae, and therefore it will be kosher. And that the reasoning of Beshamai is a stringency regarding the halachas of mes, of tumas oil, that even if it's missing one vertebrae, it will still convey tumah. Yet it's a leniency regarding the halacha of treva because it's not considered lacking, which is missing one vertebrae. Now, according to Beis Hillel, that they say that it is a chesaron, that even if it's missing one vertebrae, so that yes, that's a leniency regarding tumah, but that's a stringency regarding the halachas of treva. Now, this is what we were saying. Someone that goes and follows Beis Hillel regarding halachas of treifa that say, oh, it's missing one vertebrae, it's considered lacking. Oh, this is a treifa, it's a moral defect in this animal, in this person. But regarding Beshamai, they and the halacha of mes, they're going to follow Beshamai. That is, they'll say, oh, wait a second, it still will commit tumas oil because Beshamai hold that it has to be lacking two vertebrae. That person is what's called a kisil. He's a fool. Because these two opinions contradict each other. Because here it's lacking, here it's not lacking. It doesn't make sense there to follow both opinions of Beshamay and Besil, because either one vertebrae is lacking or it's not. Then it should apply to both Trefo or to the halachas of Tumas Oil. That is where we said that a person is called a Ksil, because again, he's following two stringent opinions which contradict each other in the reasoning of it. However, the Gemara concludes, but where they don't actually contradict each other, like the case over here by Narda, where they were arguing about two different things which depend on two different reasons. And that is, one opinion was Machmer by Mavi Akum, that was Rab, who he said, we consider Mavi Akum like a Mavi Mefulish. And Shmuel was Machmer by an actual Mavi Mefulish, that he held that they have to have a Delis. But it's not that they contradict each other, the actual reasoning, it's just that Rav himself held like both of these on that opinion, and Shmuel held like both of these that opinion. But to take one Rav, one Shmuel, and put it together, they don't. It's not an internal contradiction. It's not a paradox because they're two different reasons. You could hold like one like and one like the other. Although those Amorim themselves held those two like the way they did, but to pick one of the other, it's not contradicting yourself if you want to take the hard line of both. Then Avdina, then you do that, and therefore again, it's not difficult from the Brice that we said that you cannot and you should not do, because then you're a fool to do the stringencies of both. That's only if they contradict each other, as the case we brought by the skull and the spine. But here where they don't contradict each other, although Rav himself, it wouldn't be usher to have that you require a door, and according to Shmuel, for sure you wouldn't, but I could take the Chumrav and the Chumrav Shmuel because they do not contradict each other, and I can make a third opinion, and therefore be machmer, as they did in Adah, to have doors by the Mavli Akim where it actually been. Now the Gemara asked on this. But what everyone seems to be saying, but where they do actually contradict each other, then you cannot do like both opinions the Chumrah. However, Masir Rav Mashashi asked, we learned, Maisir Rebbe Kiva Shalikid Esrik. Once happened with Rebbe Kiva that he gathered an Esrik, and it doesn't mean just an actual Esrik, it means the whole tree is called the Esrik. So he harvested the Esrik tree. Be'echad B'Shvat. It was the first day of Chodesh Shvat. And therefore, V'nohag Beiz Isur. And he went and he took off Maisir two times. And that is what it was, is by Shvat, it was leaving the second year, and the third year is entering. And the way it works regarding Maaser is that Maaser Rishon is given every year of the 6 years of the Shemitah year. And Shemitah is a seven-year cycle, and then the seventh year is Shemitah. However, regarding Maaser Sheni, which is the second Maaser, depends on the year. The first and second, and the fourth and the fifth year, you take off Maaser Sheni. And the third and the sixth, you take off Maaser Ani, that's given to the poor people, whereas Maaser Sheni is taken up to your Yerushalayim and consumed by the owner. So therefore here, it was leaving the second year, which would be Maaser Sheni, and it was entering the third year, which would be Maaser Ani. So he, when he took off two Maasers, he took off Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Why? Echad kedivei Beishameh, he took off Maaser Ani like Beishameh, because Beishameh say, that's a machloikis and maseches Rosh Hashanah, Beishameh say that the first day of Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanis, that's the new year when it starts a new year. And therefore, already on Echad B'Shvat, it started the third year, so therefore he took off Maaser Ani. Ve'echad kedivei Beisil, and yet he still took off Maaser Sheni like Beisil, which Beishameh say that no, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. The 15th day of the month is the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanis, and therefore it's still part of the second year. So yet here we see that where they are contradictory, Beishameh Beisil, about when it is the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanis, is it on the first Shvat or the 15th Shvat? And here he was on the first Shvat, taking off for the third year and for the second year, Maaser Ani, Maaser Sheni. How could he do that when it seems to be Iksil, as we said? And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Gemari is topically. It's not that he really passed like Beishameh and Beisil. It's that he was unclear about his tradition, and that is he really wanted to follow Beisil. But v'loyada ibisil bechad b'shvat omer, he didn't know how Beisil actually paskin. Did Beisil say that the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanis is on the first Shvat? Ibechamisa b'shvat omer, or maybe did they say that it was the 15th Shvat? And therefore, v'achar hachalchum, v'achalchum, and there he went in the stringency of both and took a Maaser Ani, Maaser Sheni, but not because he wanted to follow Beisil and Beishameh. Rather, Beisil, he wasn't unclear if it was echad b'shvat or chamisa b'shvat, if it's part of the second year or the third year, and therefore he took off Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. But of course, he would not take the stringency of both opinions because that would be considered aksil. Now the Gemara returns to the machlokes that we had in the previous daf. As we mentioned before regarding this mavim mafulish, a mavim that is open on either side to Rosh Hashanah, and a very easily understandable case would be when you have a highway which narrows into a local road and goes and widens up again into the highway, and the highway would be a Rosh Hashanah. So that mavim mafulish, right, a machlokes between Chananya and the Tanakama, what is necessary if you wanted to go ahead and be ma'ariv? That mavoi that opens up to the Rosh Hashanah on either side, so everyone agrees you have to have a lechi and kaira on one side, either a crossbeam or a side post. But the question is, what's with the other side? There was a machlokes on the Kama said, all you need is a turis at Pesach, which is the door frame, again, two sides on the top. And Chananya said in the opinion of Beisil that you have to have an actual door. And then the Gemara comes to elaborate on that machlokes. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Huna, the Yosef Rav Kamed, he was saying as follows, that Rav Yehuda Marab, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that machlokes, this whole machlokes of this mavois hamafulashon, of this flush open mavoi into the Rosh Hashanah that was a machlokes between the Tanakam and Chananya, was only besirat mikan, besirat mikan. As the case we just explained, if you have a highway on one side and a highway on the other side, or palati mikan, or palati mikan, or you have an open, let's say, pedestrian mall on one side and another Rosh Hashanah of palatia on the other side, And that is because then those two cases would be that it's open to Rishus HaRab. As the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Vav, that Ezehu Rishus HaRab, the Gemara there asks, what is Rishus HaRab? So it says Srati Uplatya. Now what is a Srati Uplatya? Srati is a path, a road, that's for the people, for the masses. That's like what we would call a highway. A Palatya is a wide open area for the marketplaces, like a mall. Now, where both ends of the Mavi open up into Rishus HaRab, that's where we have Machlekes, that there Hanani would require to have an actual door. That is where he's Machman says, Nalik Tanakam, you have to have a door. However, Al Vasirat, you mekan, ubika mekan. But if there's a highway on one side, but is only a bika, an open field on the other side, which is not a Rishus HaRab, rather that's a Carmelis, which is only Isidra Banan. Or for sure, if there's a valley on one side and an open field on the other side, which are only Carmelis is only Yisur Drabbanan, then you don't have to have an actual door, even according to Hananya. Rather, everyone would agree, that it would be enough to have this door frame on one side, not an actual door, but rather the Tzura of a Pesach, an entryway, and the Lechem Kara on the other side. There, everyone would agree, even Hananya. Now the Gemara just asks, so to speak, like a technical question on that statement. What hashdestrat yimikan the bika mikan? If you just said that if there's a highway on one side, which is Rishus HaRab, and an open field on the other side, which is just a Carmelis, a Isidra Abanan, we said oisle tursa pesach mikan v'lechem v'kari mikan, that it's enough to make just a lechem v'kari on one side and a tursa pesach on the other side. So bika mikan or bika mikan. But why do I have to say the second case of when both sides are not Rishus HaRab, are only a Carmelis? That, of course, if one side of Rishus HaRab we said it's enough, for sure when they're both not a Rishus HaRab, definitely it'd be enough. And that the Gemara says, Hachema, what we meant to say was like this, that when Sarat Yimikan, Ubika Mikan, when one side is a highway, a Rishus HaRab, and one side is an open field, an Isidra Ban of Carmelis, then Nasa Kibika Mikan, Bika Mikan, then it's as if it's one long statement, one long case, then it's we value it as if it's an open field on one side, an open field on the other side. In other words, we're not concerned with that Rishus HaRab area, and it's enough to make a Lech and a Kaira and a Tzuris HaPesach. Now, he continued saying his statement, this statement that he said in the name of Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rav, U'mesayimba, and Rabbi Yosef concluded this statement that he was saying. He said, Mishmeid Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rabbi Huda. And that is, he said it without attributing it to anyone else. In other words, Rabbi Huda didn't tell Rabbi Yosef from who he accepted this end, what he was ending with this following statement. In other words, the first half of his statement, he said in the name of Rab. Then the last part that Rabbi Huda told Rabbi Yosef, he didn't say it in the name of Rab as he did in the first part. And the way he ended off was, Im hayu mavi, kolal rechava, if the mavi concluded in the back part of it into a backyard, and that is, we said this mavi was going on both sides open to Rishus HaRab. But if one end of it opened up into Rishus HaRab, but through what's called a rechava was an area behind houses, which was like a backyard, and that's called a rechava, and it was surrounded on four sides, it had four walls. Now if it ends into this rechava, and through that rechava it opens up into Rishus HaRab behind it, because the back wall of that rechava was broken open, just like the mavi is open to the rechava, which is the backyard of some house. So too, that rechava was open in its back wall into the Rishus HaRab, as some Gemaras have that picture where you have Rishus HaRab, and then the mavi is going, and then opens up into rechava, which that rechava opens up further into Rishus HaRab, which that rechava is from the back of a house that's perpendicular to the area that we're talking about. So now, if it went that way, in a tzarech klum, then Rabbi Huda ended off and says, then you won't need to have anything for which part? For the part that opens up to the side of the rechava, to that backyard. Rather, all you would need is for the part of the mavi that opens up into the Rishus HaRab, then all you need is a lechi okari, as a classic mavi sasim. In other words, this mavi that's open to the Rishus HaRab on both sides, but one side it's open through a rechava, and that way going into the Rishus HaRab, that part opening up, we view it as if it's closed. As we're going to explain, that rechava part is itself closed off. And although there's openings, but we view it as openings, but not as breaches. And therefore, we view that part of the mavi open to the rechava as closed. And therefore, it's only open on one side of Rishus HaRab. And therefore, all you need to have is a lechem kari over there. And there, you would not need a tzuris HaPesach. And that's all you need. You don't need anything more. So on that, the Gemara says, that Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, after he said his statement, Hai de Rav Yehuda, this statement of Yehuda that you concluded in the name of Yehuda, that he didn't tell you who said this, whereas the first part of his statement that he said in the name of Rav, that the whole machloikis was only regarding if there's a highway or an open mall on either side, then we have the machloikis of Tanakam and Hananya. But the final statement, where he said that then you won't need anything if it opens to the Rishus HaRab through the Rechava, and you'll only need a Lechi and Kar on the other side, That I want you to know that that statement is Shmuel here. Obviously, that was not in the name of his Rebbe Rav, as he did from the first statement he said. Rather, that last statement of Rebbe Huda, and that's why he didn't attribute it to Rav, was because it was from his Rebbe Shmuel, as the Gemara continues, onto Amud Beis. And the reason is, the Ida Rav, because if that last statement was in the name of his teacher Rav, then Kasha Derav Adarav Betarti. Then you would have a contradiction of Rav's opinion on 2 points. And that is, as the Gemara explains, again, this is the statement of Rav, which would contradict this statement that if it would be in the name of Rav, and this Abaye is proof. Rav said, Mavi Shenifretz Bimilue, regarding a Mavi that's totally open, and that is its back wall, in other words, generally a Mavi is open on one side to the Rishus Rav, and it's closed on 3 sides. In this case, the back wall of the width is open, is totally open and broken in, L'chatzer, to a courtyard that's behind it. Now, v'nifritz l'chatzer k'negdoi l'rishus harav. And then the back wall of that courtyard is totally open up to the rishus harav that's behind it. And it's talking about that opening is less than 10 amos. Then the halacha will be chatzer muteris. Rav says that then the courtyard will be permitted to carry over there. And the reason is because that courtyard is not totally breached to the mavi, whereas although the mavi is totally open to the chatzer behind it, as we said, the back wall of the mavi is not there, it's open to the chatzer that's behind it, but the chatzer is not totally open to the mavi because the chatzer is wider than the mavi, so there's still the pieces on either side of the chatzer that are still there, although the middle part is breached because that's totally open to the mavi. Therefore, we view that breach not as a breach, but as a pesach, as an opening to the mavi. And although it's open to the mavi, the inhabitants, the travelers of the mavi, do not make it usser on the people in the chatzer, although they have a way to get in, because a mavi does not make it usser on the chatzer that's open to it. And the reason is because the people in the mavi have no permission to walk into the chatzer. So therefore, we don't view them as travelers in, and as if that we have to make an erev and we have to be joined together. No, they will not make it usser. So therefore, the people in the chatzer have no problem the fact that there's an opening to the mavi. However, the chatzer will usser the mavi, will make it forbidden for the people in the mavi, because the people in the chatzer are allowed to travel in the mavi. And therefore, this is not your classic mavi that's open on one side to Rishus Ram to only require a lech and a kara, because it's open not only to Rishus Ram, but it's open to the other side of the chatzer. And the people in the chatzer are not joined with that mavi. Therefore, they would make it forbidden because the people in the chatzer are allowed to walk there in the mavi. And the Rishus Ram also will not make it a problem for the chatzer, although we said that the back wall of the chatzer is breached and open to the chatzer, to the Rishus Ram behind it. However, that's not a problem because that is a Pesach. That is the opening that it has to the Rishus Ram. As we said, it's talking about a case that breach to the Rishus Ram behind the chatzer would be less than 10 amos. Therefore, we view that as a Pesach, not as a breach. Therefore, Rav said the chatzer is muteres. However, umavoy asr. The mavoy is forbidden to carry over there. Now, the Gemara thinks right now that this that we said in the case of what we were explaining for this mavoy, that it said v'nifritz chatzer k'negda, that not only was the wall of the mavi breached into the chatzer, but even that the wall of the chatzer is breached to the Rishus Rav behind it, that the reason why we said that was because now we view this mavi as a mavi mefulish, because it's totally open to Rishus Rav on both sides. One is the original side of the mavi that opened up, and now because its back wall of the mavi is breached to the chatzer, and the back wall of the chatzer is breached to the Rishus Ram behind it, so now you technically could go from one Rishus Ram straight through the mavi, straight through the chatzer, to the Rishus Ram behind it, and that's why it's asr. And the Gemara thinks it's not because it's broken open and breached to the chatzer. That's not the reason why it's asr. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, that his case was that he spoke about when it's opened up to the rechava, to the backyard behind it, that he said that it's mutter, the mavi is going to be permitted to carry there. We learned 2 halachas from Rabbi Yehuda, which seem to contradict on 2 points this halacha of Rav when it's open to the chatzer. And that is, from Rabbi Yehuda we see that from the fact that it's mefulish, that it's open, it's not a problem. Because although the case of Rabbi Yehuda was that the mavi is open on one side to Rishus Rav, and then it's open through the rechava to the Rishus Rav on the other side, he held that was not a problem. That's 1 point, not like Rav, who Rav seems to be saying the same type of a case, just switch the word Rechava for Chatzer, which are basically different types of courtyards that Rav says is a problem for Mavi. The second point is also, is that Rabbi Yehuda specifically spoke about a case of a Rechava, which is a backyard. Now, a backyard, a Rechava, has no inhabitants to make it, those inhabitants forbidden on other areas that are adjunct to it, that as if they can go and travel there to say that, wait, they could come in there and we don't view it as separate. But it sounds like, from Rabbi Yehuda, that had the mavoi ended into a chatzur, that chatzur opened up into Rishus Ram, that then those people of the chatzur would make it usur for the people of the Mavi, as the Gemara later will explain. And therefore, that's what the Gemara asked, that there's a kasha of Rav on Rav, 2 points. As the Gemara says, Vamai, why over here does Rav say, again, if Rabbi Yehuda was saying his statement of the Mavi open to the Rechava, open to the Rishus Ram, in the name of Rav, then why would Rav say over here that it's usur for the mavi that's open to the chatzur, that's open to the rishus ram, lahavik mavi shekol rechava? We should view it as the same case as the mavi that opens up into the rechava. And that is for the 2 points are difficult. If it's regarding, we have a problem of mefulish. That is, you said that, as the Gemara had assumed, that again, that the problem of the mavi that Rav is talking about is because the mavi is open on one side to rishus ram, then it's open to Rishus Ram on the other side through the chatzah that's behind it. Now, that seems to be the same exact case of Rabbi Yehuda of the Rechava, that it's open on one side to Rishus Ram, and then the other side is open to the Rishus Ram through the Rechava. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says there's not a problem of mefulish, yet Rav is saying it is. So that's one. If Yehuda was saying that in the name of Rav, that's contradicting Rav on one point. And another point is that regarding the fact that the people of the chatzah are breached, are open, and will aser up the people of the Mavi because it's open to it, it's totally open to the Rishus that's forbidden for it, that's another point that seems to be not like the way Rabbi Yehuda is saying it, because Rabbi Yehuda said that this that we're going to say, it's mutter of the people, of when the Rishus Ram, that opens to the Mavi, that then opens to the Rechava, then opens to the Rishus Ram, that's not a problem. Because it sounds like Rechava is only, because this that the Mavi is open to the Rechava is because Rechava has no inhabitants. That's a backyard where they would just store things. And therefore, no problem about a Mavi being open to Rechava. And the fact that it's open to Rishus Ram is not a problem because I'm a foolish. That was the first point. But the second point is, it's mashma, but if it wasn't the Rechava, why do you pick such an interesting case of Rechava? Pick the classic case of a Chatzar, that then there would be a problem of the Mavi being breached to the Chatzar, because Chatzar has inhabitants of other houses that are open to that Chatzar. Now, this Mavi would then be Aser, because it's breached to a chatzah that has inhabitants that have a right of way over there. That's not like Rav on a different point, because Rav is saying, which seems like that the only problem he has with this mavi open to the chatzah, then open to the Rishus Ram, is only because there's the back wall of the chatzah that's open to the Rishus Ram, and therefore we view it as one big mavi mefulish. But it sounds like if the back wall of the chatzah was not breached to the Rishus Ram, and it's only the wall of the mavi, the back wall of the mavi that's breached to the chatzah, that then there wouldn't be a problem. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda on the other point, who made it sound like it would be a problem. And it's only mutter because it's open to Rechav, which have no inhabitants. But if it was a chatzah that has inhabitants, it would be a problem just from the fact that the people of the wall of the back wall of the mavi is breached to the chatzah, that have inhabitants to aser it up. So therefore, Abai says, it's obvious that this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda was being said in the name of Shmuel, not in the name of Rav, because then it would contradict Rav on 2 points. On that, the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaye. So he said, Anohu Yadana. I said, I don't know who Rabbi Yehuda learned this from. He didn't tell me. But Uvda Havda Bedur Rav Asa, there was an incident, there was an episode that happened in this village of these shepherds, that it was a Mavi Shekolo L'Rechava Hava. This was exactly the case. It was a Mavi that went and concluded into a Rechava that then opened up into a Rishus Ram behind it. And that is, again, as we said, that the Mavi, the back wall of the Mavi was breached into the Rechava, and then the back wall of the Rechava was breached into the Rishus Ram. And they came to Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't require them anything. Again, he considered like a Mavi Sosim, and he only required them to have a Lechav Kair on the other end. Now, if you have a difficulty because of the opinion of Rav, and you just showed me that it would contradict on 2 points, so to have a Mishmeh Shmuel, so let it be that he said in name of Shmuel, and then you won't have any difficulties, fine. All I'm saying is this is what Rabbi Yehuda said, and could be he was saying in the name of Shmuel and not in the name of Rav. However, the Gemara says now, but now that we have this following statement that we heard, that Rav Sheshes said to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, and V'amrila, and some say that he said it to Rav Yosef Bar Abba, that Azbarlach, let me explain to you, he says, this halacha of Rav that we mentioned before, which was just mentioned when it's Nifratz L'chatzar, that the Mavi is breached to the Chatzar, that then he said that it's Aser to carry in the Mavi, he says, let me explain to you, it's not so simple that it's always Aser. He said, Kanshi Irvu, Kanshali Irvu, it depends if they made an Eruv or if they didn't make an Eruv. In other words, this that Rav said that the Mavi is Aser to carry in, it depends. Sometimes it will be Aser, but sometimes it will be Mutter. And that is, if the people of the Chatzar made an Eruv and joined together with the people of the Mavi, then the people in the Mavi would be permitted, it would be Mutter to carry there. And that is as follows. Not the way we assumed. That the reason why Rav said it's Aser to carry in the Mavi was not because it's Mefulish, that it was open from one end of the Rishus Ram to the other end of Rishus Ram through the Mavi, through the Chatzar. and therefore we had the contradiction. No. Although he said that nifritza chatzar kenegdei, that the back wall of the chatzar was broken open, which made us seem and think that the reason why he said it was to say that's why it's usser, because now it's going directly through from one Rosh Hashanah to the other one through the mavoi, because if not, if the back wall wasn't breached, then there wouldn't be a problem, and then it wouldn't be mefolish. That's not the reason. The reason why he picked it was for a chiddush, to say for the case of the chatzar, for the case of the courtyard, not for the case of the mavoi. And that if the case of the mavoi would be usser, even the back wall of the chatzar was not breached, just because of the problem that the inhabitants of the chatzar would make it difficult, it would make it usser for the inhabitants of the mavoi, again, as we had inferred from the statement of Rabbi Huda. And that is the chiddush was that even though the rabbim, the public, go in one way by the chatzar and go out the other way, because on one side it's on the side of it has a rishus rabbim, the other side of the chatzar it has a mavi, so people are constantly going in and out. In spite of that, that's the chiddush why we wanted to say even though the back wall of the chatzar is breached, still it's going to be mutter to carry in the chatzar since the breach was less than 10 amos. We view it as a pesach, as an opening of the courtyard, not as a breach. However, the isser of the mavoi was not because of the breach of the back wall of the chatzar, rather because the people of the chatzar make it usser on the people of the mavoi when they do not make an eruv. And that is since regarding the mavoi, we view it totally breached into the chatzar because its wall was totally open to the chatzar behind it. Therefore, that's called a pirza. That's not called a pesach. There is no pesach there anymore. And therefore, the inhabitants of the courtyard can make it forbidden on the inhabitants of the mavoi. However, the people of the Mavi do not make it forbidden for the people of the Chatzar, and that's why it's mutter to carry in the Chatzar. As the Gemara says later on, Daf Tzadik Beis, what by a classic case of what's called a Chatzar Gedoyla, that's breached to a Chatzar Katana. And that is, you have a large courtyard that's opened up to a smaller courtyard. There the Gemara says that Diyur Gedoyla B'Katana, that we view the inhabitants of the larger one by the smaller one, and that is, they make it forbidden for the inhabitants of the smaller one. And that is because we view the smaller one as if it's batel, as if it's nullified to the larger one. And we say, v'ein diyuri ketana b'gedol, but we don't view the inhabitants of the smaller one by the larger one. And that is because regarding the larger one, we view it as an opening. And that is because the whole entire small one, its opening is breached. But the larger one, although it's totally open and flush with the smaller one, is bigger, so therefore has walls on either side of that opening. And therefore, that's what the Gemara over there's point is telling us, that when you have two courtyards that have what's called a pesach, an opening, which regarding the larger one, it's viewed as a pesach, not as a breach, because it still has walls on either side because it's much larger than the small one, that they don't make it forbidden one on the other. As the Gemara says later on, Daf Ein Vav, Amid Beis, that when the wall is breached, if it's only up until 10 amos, they have a choice. If they want, they could join together these two courtyards. But if not, they can make it separately. And that is because we view it as a pesach, as an opening, and therefore each one is permitted, one on the other. And therefore, this halacha of Rav was not as we had assumed that it was a problem in the mavi because it's totally breached. It's nifretz b'miluya to the Rishus Ram on either side through the chatzar because it's breached on the other side. Now that point of the back wall of the chatzar being breached was to tell us a different chiddush for chatzar. Regarding the halacha of mavoi, it would be a problem if the back wall of the chatzar was not breached because it's open to the people of the chatzar who can then go ahead and make it usser if they don't make an eruv. But if they make an eruv, then there is no problem. Therefore, the Gemara says, "The Rav, namar lekasha." Now that once we have this statement of Rav Sheshes, in truth, the two statements of Rav would not be a difficulty. In other words, now we could say that Rav Yehuda, in this incident of Dura Dravasa by the shepherd's village, was really following Rav, as we said. That the reason is, kanshi irvu b'nei chatzar and b'nei mavoi, that when did we say it's permitted for the mavoi to carry? That's when the people of the chatzar made an eruv together, they joined together with the people of the mavoi. Kanshi le irvu, when did we say that it's usser for the people of the mavoi? That's only when they did not make an eruv, did not join together with the people of the chatzar, then it's going to be usser. And therefore, this case that the Yehuda was saying could be in the name of Rav, because he was talking about a case of a rechava. Now rechava have no inhabitants to go ahead and make it usser for the people in the mavoi. And therefore, it has the status as if it has an eruv, because the whole purpose, again, of the eruv is that the people that have inhabitants here should not make it usser if they have the right of way in the mavoi, which is by the chatzar, to go ahead and make it usser. And therefore, he said that when there is no eruv, the chatzar is going to make it usser on the mavoi. But a Rechava have no inhabitants, so that's the same status as having inhabitants and making the Erev. In other words, there's no one there to go ahead and have right of way, to go ahead and nullify this area and say that we didn't join with them to say that it's not a full-fledged Erev in this Mavoi. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda could be even the name of Rav, and now there's no difficulty on those both points because Rav agrees with both points of Rabbi Yehuda. A, that if it's Nifrats to the Chatzir, it would be a problem. That's exactly what the statement is saying, according to the way Rav Sheshe is saying. And that if it's Nifrats b'miluy to the Shusram, that's not a problem. If it's open to an area like a Rechava, the whole problem that Rav had was not because it's open to a Shusram on both sides, because we really view it as closed when it's going to some other area like a Rechava or Chatzir. The whole problem was because it was a Chatzir, which a Chatzir has inhabitants, that would make it a problem on the Mavai, and that we say that's only a problem when there is no Erev. When there is an Erev, then it would be okay, which again is the same as Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of a Rechava, which have no inhabitants to make it usher in the first place, again, which is the same thing as making an Erev, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda did not have to be in the name of Shmuel, he could even have been in the name of Rav, as the ratio of that Braisa was, that said in the name of Rav, the Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda, where he didn't attribute, could also be to his Rebbe like Rav.